I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with a worldwide news update. Hamas militants Saturday released four female Israeli soldiers they held captive for 15 months to the Red Cross in a planned exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners or detainees in Israel. It's the second exchange since a fragile ceasefire took place last weekend, halting the fighting in Gaza for at least 6 weeks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports, Russian President Vladimir Putin is agreeing with President Trump about how Russia's war in Ukraine could have been avoided.
Trump repeated that Putin would not have invaded Ukraine with him in the White House.
There was no way he was going in, and he wasn't going to go in.
Today,
Putin
telling Russian state TV, if they hadn't stolen victory from him in 2020, the war could have been avoided. But while Moscow does agree with the president about the war's beginning, it disagrees over how to end it. He says it's all about oil sales, which help fuel the Russian economy.
If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
But the Kremlin spokesman says oil has nothing to do with it, insisting the war is still going because of a threat to Russian security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the state of California will spend $2.5 billion to help the Los Angeles area recover from wildfires.
With fires still burning and new ones erupting, the funds are intended to support response efforts, evacuations, sheltering survivors, and removing hazardous waste, and to help local officials speed rebuilding of homes and schools.
I want to thank everybody that cleared the deck, didn't play politics with this, that recognized that people are in need.
State lawmakers approved the aid a day before President Trump was set to visit. He suggested any federal wildfire relief should come with conditions. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. The United Nations on Friday suspended all travel into areas held by Yemen's Houthi rebels after seven more of their staff were detained by the rebels. The statement comes after the Houthis have detained UN staffers, as well as individuals associated with the once-open U.S. embassy in Sana'a and aid groups. The Houthis did not immediately acknowledge the UN's decision. However, it comes as they have been trying to de-escalate their attacks on shipping in Israel after a ceasefire was reached in the Israel-Hamas war. The Trump administration says it's expanding nationwide fast-track deportation. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Trump administration says immigration officers will be allowed nationwide to deport migrants without appearing before a judge. Friday's announcement comes after Newark, New Jersey Mayor Ross Baraka says ICE agents on Thursday raided a fish wholesaler in the city without a warrant. The mayor says people without documentation and U.S. citizens were detained and that people were fingerprinted.
When I got this information, I was appalled, upset, angry that this would happen here in this state, in this country, that this would be allowed.
In a notice in the Federal Register, the Trump administration said the speeded up deportations will, quote, be to enhance national security and public safety while reducing government costs by facilitating prompt immigration determinations, end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
Fighting has escalated sharply in recent weeks in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, where rebels have seized key towns and are closing in on the provincial capital of Goma, the government's last stronghold in the North Kivu province bordering Rwanda. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The offensive by the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group has stretched local hospitals to the limit, with hundreds of wounded coming in daily, with civilians getting caught in the crossfire. Speaking from Geneva, UN humanitarian spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani expressed deep concern about a rebel attack on the provincial capital.
Some 400,000 people have been displaced in North and South Kivu since the beginning of this year alone. Any such attack on Goma risks catastrophic impacts on hundreds of thousands of civilians.
The rebels have gained swaths of territory in mineral-rich eastern DRC in recent weeks, triggering a humanitarian crisis and surrounding Goma, which is home to about 2 million people. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince says the kingdom wants to invest $600 billion in the United States over the next 4 years. The comments from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, reported early Thursday by the state-run Saudi press agency, came in a phone call with President Donald Trump. On Monday after his inauguration, Trump talked about possibly heading to the kingdom again as his first foreign trip, like he did in 2017. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stopped. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll